His Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. We do have a winter weather advisory in effect from noon today to 4 p.m. on Friday. We've had some light snow already in our immediate tri-state region, maybe about an eighth to a quarter of an inch of snow, but we have snow on the ground. The snow is expected to pick up later on today. Total accumulations 6 inches or more, according to Pat Pagano, and this is for the entire tri-state region, the Hudson Valley, the Berkshires, Litchfield Hills, and adjacent eastern New York. So up to 6 inches of snow is possible during this advisory, according to Pat Pagano. The statewide Sustainable Connecticut program is gaining another town as the Kent Board of Selectmen voted to take the first step toward participating at their regular meeting, which happened last week. Now, other area towns are either considering joining the sustainability certification program or have already joined and are making achievements. Cornwall has earned the bronze status because of its ongoing projects to meet goals of the program, and they qualify for grant funding. Kent First Selectman Jane Speck noted that. She said that she'll assemble the required advisory team of residents who have interests and responsibilities that align with the aims of the program. If you're a student or a nonprofit in the Northwest Litchfield County area, you're invited to apply for competitive grants and scholarships. The Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation's winter grant cycle is open. You can apply online at berkshiretaconic.org/grants or berkshiretaconic.org/scholarships. The Corner Food Pantry in Lakeville on the border of Millerton has no residency requirements, serves families from both New York and Connecticut. In a story in this morning's Lakeville Journal, their hours are Friday from 2:30 to 4 p.m., Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m. Pre-pandemic, the pantry served an average of 40 families weekly. That number has now increased to 85 families with an average of 350 to 375 people, with a recent high mark of 98 families and 401 people, according to volunteer Betsy Clark in the story. The high for the past year was 134 families and 573 people during Thanksgiving. Now, donations are always appreciated. Coffee, tuna, pasta sauce, cooking oil, cereal being in short supply. Every Saturday coming up in March, Bard College Center for Civic Engagement will hold a STEM program through the Northeast Millerton Library from 1 till 2:30 with a different KiwiCo box and theme. Each student will get their own box with all materials necessary for a hands-on STEM project and will be guided through the process by a STEM fellow over Zoom. For children 11 to 14 in grades 6 through 8, spaces are limited. You RSVP on the web at tinyurl.com/2br9pkx, and that begins in March every Saturday. In Copaic, you can enjoy story time with services associate Tia on Zoom Saturday mornings at 10:30 from the Roloff Jansen Community Library. Story time is paired with an easy art project. Children can pick up activity kits at the library during the week. More information at rojanlibrary.org/kids-events to learn how to access Zoom. The passcode is 989288. More information, you can get it from the Rojan Library at that website or at 518-325-4101. Stamford Grange number 808 is hosting a chicken marsala dinner on Saturday at the Grange Hall on Route 82. All dinners are takeout only at 5. The menu consisting of marsala, buttered parsley rice, green beans, dinner roll, and cherry crisp for dessert. The donation, $15 per dinner, is requested. You two will drive to the back of the Grange Hall, pay for your dinner, get your food through the car window, and take it home to enjoy. All CDC health guidelines are being followed, including the wearing of masks. Contact the Grange Secretary for reservations at 845-868-7869. Scoville Library's Common Ground Conversations will continue this weekend, listening to past differences. Community members and facilitator Dr. Mary B. O'Neill have the series of Common Ground Conversations, which started on February 7th. It will happen again this weekend on the 21st, on March 14th, and also on March 28th from 4 to 5 p.m. via Zoom. During the sessions, participants learn skills for intentionally and emphatically listening and speaking to each other, then using those skills in breakout sessions for common values and concerns, and think about how to heal the tears in the social fabric. For more information or to register, all you have to do is go to scovillelibrary.org on the web. Connecticut teachers are asking to be vaccine priority, the state's largest teachers union pushing to get educators vaccinated sooner rather than later. The Connecticut Education Association released a public service announcement earlier this week included in the petition. It featured various Teacher of the Year winners asking for it to be a priority in Connecticut. It ends with the petition's website, which is cea.org/vaxnow. CVS Walgreens are canceling COVID vaccine appointments in New York for those under 65. An unknown number of New York residents had their COVID-19 vaccine appointments already canceled by CVS and Walgreens after they were able to sign up despite a state rule preventing pharmacies from vaccinating those being under the age of 65. The retail pharmacy giants began administering the vaccine in New York last week under a federal program that allocates doses directly to them, with the chain's limited appointments booked up within hours of being made available. Some of those appointments were filled by those who have comorbidities who gained eligibility to receive the vaccine on Monday, but others were not allowed. In Massachusetts, municipal officials are streamlining the vaccination process to suit communities. By the way, the new vaccination starts today in Massachusetts, 65 and older. Massachusetts city and towns are managing vaccination rollout in part by relying on local resources and infrastructure. As the state's approach and strategies face continued criticism, municipal officials who recently spoke pointed at their own registration systems and educational campaigns as bright spots in the effort to get as many people vaccinated as possible. New York State has decided to let amusement parks, summer camps open with COVID restrictions. They will allow the parks, family entertainment centers, and overnight summer camps to reopen in the coming months with protocols in place, according to the governor. Indoor family entertainment centers will get the green light first on March 26, when they'll be allowed to open at 25% capacity. Outdoor amusement parks will be open at 33% capacity beginning April 9th. Cuomo did not lay out specific opening dates for camps, but made it clear they could prepare to open this summer. The governor's announcement came on a conference call with reporters earlier this week. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and you'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 31,613.02. The NASDAQ at 13,965.50, and the S&P 500 at 39,031.33. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.